Begin the current daf Maseches Nazir daf Tes Amud Aleph. We begin the second parak, Parak Hareini Nazir. Now this parak continues on a similar theme as the first parak, parak called Kinui Naziris, where it talks about different conditions and variations of how the person makes upon himself the Kabbalah of Naziris, and hence what are the ramifications of his halachic status after accepting such a Naziris. As the Mishnah explains, Hareini Nazir. Someone says I'm a Nazir, but he doesn't just say regular Nazir. He says I'm a Nazir. From dried figs and pressed figs, which that's generally not the halachic concept of naziris, which is generally only from grape products. So what's the halacha? Beshama says the person actually becomes a nazir. The Gemara will explain the reasoning for why that would be and how is that if a nazir is not from dried or pressed figs. But Beshama says you're a nazir. They say, no, you're not a nazir. You made yourself a nazir from things that are not relevant to halachas of naziris. That's the Tanakhama's interpretation of the machlekes b'sham b'sal. If you become a nazir or not. Now, Amr Behuda argues and he says that no. He says, Avkesh Amr Beishamai, even this that Beishamai said, that you become a nazir, it's not that you become a nazir, because you can't become a nazir from Gregory's and Devela. They only said that you're going to become something, you have accepted a vow with this Naziris, only if the person interprets and says, I really meant to say that I want the Gregris and the Devela, the dried and pressed figs, to be forbidden to me like a carbon. In other words, that Beisham and Bisil don't argue that for sure there's no Naziris over here. And that's because Beisham agrees you can't be a Nazir, because you didn't make yourself a Nazir from grape products, you made it from fig products. The whole machlikus was regarding if someone says that my intention was that the dried and pressed figs should be forbidden to me like a carbon. So Beisham may say that although you use the word nazir, but nazir could also mean the word of lahafresh, to separate, you wanted to separate yourself from these things, which naziris is actually in the subcategory of nidarim, that you meant to say you want to be nadir from gregris. So that's why Beisham may say that you will be forbidden from the gregris and from the dvela. But Beisol hold that no, that you didn't accept upon yourself a neder, you took naziris, and naziris doesn't apply to the gregris and dvel, and therefore neither are you a nazir or another. Tanakama had held, however, that no, that even if the person says that in my heart I really wanted that this should be for me a carbon, still the Tanakama's interpretation of Beishami was that no, you're going to be a nazir. Why? Because since those are the words that you said out of your mouth, so therefore you said you're going to be a nazir, not a nadir. Now, although that's obviously the person saying that what his intention was, he didn't really want to be a nazir because you're not a nazir from Gregory's and Devela, but still that's what the halach is, that dvarim should believe in dvarim. The words in your heart are not halachically valid as words. And the reason is because you're contradicting what you said out of your mouth. Your mouth, you said you're a nazir, and therefore you're going to be a nazir. Now, although you said from Gregory's and Devela, which doesn't apply to halach of nazir, that the Gemara will explain. But you said you're a nazir, and therefore that's what you're going to be a nazir. Whereas according to Beisil, you're not going to be, again, not a nazir, and not a neder. That's the machlekes in the Mishnah between Tanakam and Rabbi Huda. In interpreting, we'll just focus on Beishame because according to Beisil, all agree it's not going to be anything. But in regards to Beishame, Tanakam holds you're going to be a nazir, and according to Rabbi Huda, you're going to be a nader. You're going to have a neder, nothing to do with halachas and nazirs and matamal amesim and so on, just that you're forbidden as a neder from the dried and the pressed figs. Now the Gemara explains that as we said in the Mishnah, that from the Tanakama, if someone says, I'm a nazir min agregis min advela, I'm a nazir from dried and pressed figs, so Beisham I'm nazir, that Beisham said, you become a nazir. So on that, the Gemara asks, Vamai, the Bnei Yeshiva had asked, they wondered, how's it possible, according to Beishamai, that you're going to be a nazir? But the Pasuk of Bamidbar says, Mikola she'yosim migefen ayayin, Om Rachman. The Torah says, what is a nazir? Someone that makes himself forbidden from anything that's made from wine, from grape juice, from grape products. How is this person who's making himself a nazir from dried and pressed figs becoming a nazir? So now the Gemara answers as follows. Beishamai savalo k'remer. Beishamai holds, like the opinion of Remer, the Amar, that Remer says in Sechtes Erichin, where Remer there is going on a case of, let's say someone says there's two ways of evaluating an item to give its sanctity to the Beis HaMikdash. Something called Erichin, which is a set amount of value the Torah gives for certain products, for certain people. And then there's damim, which is just the monetary value that just is relative to what the market is regarding that person that you can give that worth to the Beis HaMikdash. Now, if someone says, Erich Kali Zalai, that this Kali Shava Erich, which the Torah doesn't talk about Eruch and Kli, it only talks about people. Or let's say he says, I want the Eruch, which is the Torah value of Eruch, and for a child that's less than a month old, which again, the Torah also only starts from a month and higher, there is no Eruchin for a child less than a month old. So on that, Rav Meir says, you actually don't give Eruchin because there's no Eruch vow for a Kli or for a child less than a month. Rather, you give the monetary value. Now, the reason is, why is that? You didn't say Dam, you said Eruchin. It's because Ein Adam Meitzi Devar V'Levatala. Person does not say words in vain. Yes, you said Eruch, but obviously there is no Eruch. You meant to say Dam because you don't say words for nothing. You wanted to give the value, you obviously meant the monetary value because there is no Eruch value. So too will be here. Since we're saying that Bisham is like Remeya, that a person is not Maitzi Devar V'Levatala, doesn't say words in vain, so we must say that the person made an error. He thought, obviously, that you could be a Nazir by saying from Gregor's and Devela. And therefore, since his intention was to become a Nazir, because obviously people are not saying Harini Nazir in vain, so therefore you really meant to become a Nazir, you just thought you could do it through by saying from Gregor's and Devela. And since you don't say it in vain, obviously you really meant to become a Nazir, you just said it the wrong way, like by Eruch and Adam. So that's why, according to Bishamai, you're going to become a Nazir. But Abishil is Avila Krebiasi, but Abishil Hola Krebiasi. The Amma that he says, and this in the context of, if, let's say someone says, there's a halacha called Temura, which is you have the sanctity of a certain carbon, and you want to transfer the sanctity to another animal. In actuality, the Torah says that the original animal retains the sanctity, and now the Temura one, which is the one you wanted to transfer to, gets that same sanctity, so you have two sanctified animals. Now, if let's say someone says regarding an animal, that I want it to be the Temura of an Oila and Temura Shlamen. So he says Temura is Oila, Temura Shlamen, which it can't be both a carbon oil and carbon shlamen. So Biyasi actually says, what do you do with this animal? You let it graze until it develops a blemish, so then you could sell it because it's a balmum. With the money that you take from that sold animal, what you do is you purchase half of that money a carbon oil and half of that a carbon shlamen. Why? Because Biyasi holds, Begmat Dvarav Adam Nitfas, a person intends the entire sentence that he's going to say. And since that was intention originally, where although he, yes, the first word he said was Temuras Oila, so you think, oh, once it gets the sanctity of Oila, it cannot now become a sanctity of Shlamim. No. He holds that since your intention was to say the whole sentence, which includes Shlamim, so both of them will take effect on this animal. So although an animal can be both an Oila and a Shlamim, so it has to develop a blemish, you sell it. Now the money, half will be used for an Oila, half will be sold for a Shlamim. Now here also, the person's original intention was to say the full sentence, Harini Nazir, which half of it means one thing, which another, but he also meant to say Harini Nazir Minah Gregoris. So therefore, since he meant to say the whole sentence, so Bahai Neder Upischli Imahu. So essentially what you have over here is that with the Neder of Naziris, which was Harini Nazir, you have what's called a Pesach of Heter, of opening right after it. In other words, because the person is revealing that he never intended to make a Neder at all. He meant to say something that will have no validity because you can't be a Nazir from Gregoris. Now, since we hold like Rabbi Yossi that the whole sentence has validity, not just the first half, like some say, like Rabbi Meir, that it's only the first words you say that have validity, and you're not Maitzi Devar V'Levatala, so you meant to say the first thing, which is like Bishami Harini Nazir, that's it, you're a Nazir, and that Gregoris does not have validity, Bishal doesn't hold like that. They hold like Rabbi Yossi that the whole sentence has validity. Now, you can't be a Nazir from Gregoris, so therefore Bishal hold, therefore you're nothing. And we don't go based on just your first words, even though you would say a person that might say Dvar V'Levatala, but we say that you look at the whole sentence, and therefore, since the end of the sentence is voiding the first half of the sentence, we're going to say that it's void, and your statement has validity, and therefore you're not going to be a Nazir. That's how the Gemara interprets the opinion of the Tanakama in the Machlekes B'Sham Misal. Now, that the Gemara asks, but B'Sham Einami Neder Pischei Imayhu, but how are we really going to interpret Bishamai? In other words, as the Rosh explains, although we explained for Bishamai that he's like Rav Meir, that a person that might Dvarav Levatala, and since you said Harini Nazir, you obviously meant to say you're going to be a Nazir. Now, so, but the problem is, when the next words of his mouth come out, Min HaGregoris, what are you going to do with those words? What are you going to interpret those words? In other words, yes, although the source of Bishamai, which we're trying to say, is Rav Meir, who he says the same halacha by Erichin, when you say Erich Kli Olai or Eris Pachas Ben Chaydish Olai, there it's different. Why? Because there, like Rav Meir said, since a person doesn't say words in vain, so we interpret his words. What does he mean to say when he says Erich? There is no Erich for a vessel. He meant to say, damim. So, but now we understand, we put it in its context, what it means to say. But here, when you use the words menagregris, how are you going to interpret the words menagregris? The words menagregris are contradicting the first half of the sentence of Hareini Nazir. So now, although you're going to say it didn't say the first words in vain of Hareini Nazir, good, but how are you going to interpret now the last parts of the sentence, menagregris? Even Remei, who says you don't say words in vain, has to be able to put it in context and define it. So Erech, he defines as damim. But here when you say menagregris, if you're saying he's a nazir, now what does that mean menagregris if there's no naziris from gregris? So Eller Bather, the Gemara says a little bit different. And says that really Bishamai, and essentially the Gemara now is assuming Beisil too, Savar la kremeir, hold like Remeir, damar ein odam leitzi devar v'levatal. You're right, a person does not say words in vain. And therefore, b'kimin the amar eini nazir, like we said in the first approach in the Gemara, once you say the words are eini nazir, havalei nazir, so you become a nazir. Now, but the problem the Gemara had asked was, fine. So that's obviously what you meant to say, because you're not going to say it in vain. But then we asked, but now what do you do with the last half of the sentence? Even according to a mayor, those words are also not levatala. How do you put that in context? So now the Gemara answers, ki kama minagregis minadvela. Now when he says the next part of the sentence, minagregis minadvela, it's not like we had originally assumed that it's one long sentence of that I'm a nazir from gregis and from the vela. No. He first said Arini Nazir, end of period. So therefore he's a nazir. Now when he says from dried and pressed figs, itshu lehu de ka'asi, what he's coming to do is to be shoyal on his neder of naziris. In other words, just like someone who regrets his neder, he comes in front of the chacham and he makes a pesach of regret to ask on his neder to undo it. This person within what's called teichah deidibur, within in the middle of a sentence, he regrets, oh my gosh, what did I do? I said Arini Nazir. So right away he tries to do something that contradicts what he originally had said, Hareini Nazir. And that is what Rabbi Shammai holds, that we don't allow the end of his interpretation to retract and to undo what the first half of a sentence said. In other words, there is a context from Gregor's and Devela. It's not like, okay, so what does it mean? It means something. It means he tried to retract. And that is a valid attempt at retraction. So although the words mean something, but in halacha, it's not going to work. Why? Because the Bishamah l'tamayu. Bishamah goes according to the opinion mentioned elsewhere, the Amri, that they say later on, in the beginning of Perek Hei, that when you're makdish something in error, what's called hektish betoyis, it still will have halachic status of hektish. And that's learned out from the halachas of Temura, as the Gemara there explains. Now, therefore, ein she'el of a hektish. There's no she'el, you can't go ahead and ask on it to have a chacham bimatur your neder of making this item into hektish, because even if it was a mistake, which is the whole premise of a Pesach, hektish betoyis is hektish. Now, therefore, the same thing applies to retraction. Retraction won't work. Now, v'kivin de ein she'el b'hektish, since there's no retraction and asking and undoing by hektish, ein she'el b'naziris. Therefore, there's no undoing by naziris, because naziris also uses the term of hektish, like it says, kodesh yeh. He has kedusha. Therefore, even if teich kedidib, even in the middle of a sentence, when he says Hareini Nazir, he tries retracting by saying, oh, Hareini Nazir min agregris min adveila, can't retract, because he already took the naziris of Hareini Nazir. There's like a period there, and even if you're trying to retract, that's why, according to Bishamai, you're going to be a nazir. Now, Beisil Zavikir Bishamai, however, although Beisil might agree to the basic premise that you're right, what a person says, he's not Maitzid Dvarav L'Vatala, but Bishamai holds like Reb Shimon, which is, that not only we learn the Mishnah Masechtas Menachos. There, the Mishnah is discussing a case where if someone says, I want to bring a mincha, which is a flour offering on the base of Migdish in the Mizbeach, min ha-sa'ayim, from barley flour. Now, the problem is that generally, menachos are brought from wheat flour, not barley flour. And minchas the dove has to be from wheat flour. But the person said from barley flour. So the Mishnah there says, Reb Shimon Paiter, Reb Shimon says the person is exempt, he doesn't have to bring this flour offering. Why? Because this nedava that the person was donating to the Beis HaMikdash was not made the way regular nedavas are made. Because a nedava has to be from chita, not from sa'irim. So therefore, Reb Shimon says, you have not accepted upon yourself anything. Now, that is what the Gemara is saying, is that Beis Hill holds the same thing. That here also, as we're Ketiyah on Tamad Beis, that the person who took the neder didn't take a neder the way nedarim are made. Why? Because you cannot be a nazir from gregris. And that's why, according to Beis Hill, you're not going to be a nazir. Because he said, Hareini Nazir, not gregris. And since you said, Hareini Nazir, not gregris, so therefore, Beis Hill holds that it's not going to be considered a nether. Again, Bishamay holds that Ein Odom Mitzvah Dvar Tala, and hence he says that the last parts of the sentence in the Grigs and the Veil is trying to be a retraction. And Bishamay says that you cannot retract. Basil holds that, like Rib Shimon, that if you didn't say it exactly how people normally say it, which was when you say, I really know Zimna Grigs and the Veil, that's not Kederach HaMesnadrin, meaning Kederach HaNoidrin, a nether of Nazirus is generally from grape, not from the veil, not from figs, and therefore you didn't do it the normative way, and therefore it's not considered a nether whatsoever, and therefore according to Basil, you're not going to be a Nazir. There's the interpretation of the Machlikis Bisham Basil according to the Tanakhama in our Mishnah, that according to Bisham you're going to be a Nazir, and according to Basil you're not going to be. Now that the Gemara just explains that Masnit Nuleiki Aitana, our Mishnah's interpretation, either of the Tanakhama or Rabbi Yehuda of the Machlikis Bisham Basil, is not like the following Tana, who that's a third interpretation in the Machlikis Bisham Basil. They're Tanya like Linda Brysa. Rib Nasan says, Bishamay Aimrim, Bishamay say regarding the halach of our Mishnah, Nader v'Nazir. In other words, as the Rashi explains, you can either be a Nazir, or it could be that you made a Neder, prohibiting yourself from pressed and dried figs. In other words, if the person said that it wasn't my intention to be a Nazir, I meant to make this pressed and dried figs forbidden to me like a carbon, then he'll be Nader, he'll be forbidden as a Neder from the dried and pressed figs. But if it doesn't say anything, then he's going to be a Nazir. So it's, you could actually be, according to Bishami, either one. Bishami say that no, Nader ve'ein Nazir. You're going to be only forbidden from the figs, the pressed and dried figs. You will be forbidden, but as a Neder, like it's a carbon forbidden to you, but not as a Nazir. So now the Gemara explains what Reb Nosson holds like is because Bishami Sarvi lo Kremeir, because Bishami hold like Remeir that says, as we said before, that a person not mitzi dvar v'levatala. Now, therefore, since you said the words Harini Nazir, so it must mean you meant to say you want to be a Nazir. That's why you're going to be a Nazir. But that's if you didn't say anything, because obviously you weren't mitzi dvar v'levatala. But Bishami also hold the contra of Nasan like Uk Rabbi Yehuda, who Rabbi Yehuda says in our Mishnah, where that no, that you according to Bishami, it's that as if he took a neder prohibiting the dried and pressed figs from him. Now the reason is because the word Harini Nazir, although you're not mitzvah dvar latel, but it could be interpreted as a word of Naziris, of hafrash, of separating yourself, because you ended off the sentence by saying minagregris. So if you could interpret it, so it's not mitzvah dvar latel, you have an interpretation for your sentence, then it will be like a neder. So according to Reb Nosson, Bisham's opinion could be either a neder or Naziris. Now Basil savor like Reb Yosi, but Basil hold like Reb Yosi, which Reb Yosi is of the opinion, as we mentioned him before, that Begmar Dvarv Adam Nitvas, where it's based on the end, the whole sentence that you're saying, not just the first words of Harini Nazir, but the whole sentence, where since you said Gregris, so that's why you're not going to become a Nazir, because obviously you can't be a Nazir from Gregris. But essentially the Rishonim, and some actually have the Girsa and the Rosh and Taisis, say that actually the main idea of the opinion of Basil is like Kirib Yehuda, I mean like Yehuda of our Mishnah, that even though you're not going to be a Nazir, he says no one holds you're going to be a Nazir. Now that would be based on the interpretation of Rabbi Yisi, because although you said Arini Nazir, but the Gemar Devar is not Gregoris, and you can't be a Nazir from Gregoris, but you will be a Nader. And that's why Reb Nosson holds in Basil that you will be forbidden as a Nader. Now that's what the Gemara means when it says that this Tana, the our Mishnah, which either like the Tana Kama's interpretation of Machlik B'Sham Yisrael, or Rabbi Huda's interpretation of Machlik Yisrael, is not like Reb Nosson, because it's not like the opinion of the Tana Kama of our Mishnah, where the Tana Kama had said that the only thing that you're going to be is Naziris, and Reb Nosson says that no, B'Sham could hold you could be also another. And neither is it like Rabbi Huda, who holds that you can only be another and not a Nazir. And again, in Bishama, we see that Reb Nosson holds that it could be either one or the other, because as we said, he holds like Reb Meir and like Rabbi Huda. So therefore, Reb Nosson's opinion in this Machlekes, especially where it's highlighted in the opinion of Bishama, is not going to be like either one in the Mishnah. Not like the Tanakamo said it's only regarding the Naziris, and not like Rabbi Huda says only regarding Neder And also regarding the opinion of Basil, where everyone in the Mishnah said Basil holds you're exempt from everything, and Reb Nosson is saying that Basil would hold that you would be chayiv as a neder, although not as a naziris. That's one version of this brayso of Reb Nosson. Lishnach Rina Amri La, there is a different version of the text of the brayso of Reb Nosson, where Reb Nosson Omer essentially like Reb Yehuda of our Mishnah. Reb Nosson says, Beishame Omerim Nader Ve'Einu Nazir. No, there's no naziris over here, because you ended off Minah Gregorius and you can't be a Nazir from Gregorius, but you are a Nader. You're prohibited as a Neder from the dried and pressed figs. But Basil hold that no, you're neither as a Neder and neither as a Nazir. Where the understanding of this version of Reb Nosson is that Beshame Krebi Huda. Beshame is a Krebi Huda, and therefore you are, although not a Nazir, but you are forbidden as a Neder. But Basil is a Krebi Shimon, as we explained in the Gemara previously, that you're not even going to be like a Nader, because you didn't do it Keder HaNoidrin. People don't usually become a Neder by saying Harini Nazir Min HaGregris Min HaDeveila. You say Harini Nader. The fact that you said Harini Nazir is going to make that you're neither a Nazir or a Nader. So therefore, that's the three different versions of the Machlekes B'Sham Basil in our Mishnah, Tanakama, Rabbi Huda, and Reb Nosson. Now the Gemara goes back, Tznan Hasim. We learned over there in this Mishnah, Masechtas Menachas, that we introduced Rabbi Shimon's opinion to explain the opinion of Beis Hill, why you're not going to be a Nazir or a Nader, because you didn't do it the way normally people do it, not for a Nazir and not for a Nader, because if you wanted to be a Nazir, you wouldn't have said Minah Gregis Minah Vela, and if you wanted to be a Nader, you wouldn't have said a Rini Nazir, so you're neither Nazir nor a Nader. Now, but there was also the opinion of the Tanakhama in that Mishnah Maseches Menachas, which the Gemara didn't quote, which is as follows. As we explained the case before, if someone says, I want to accept upon myself to bring to the base of Mikdash a flour offering from barley. So then the Tanakhama actually holds that Yavi Minachitin, you bring it from the wheat flour. Again, not like Reb Shimon, who we're going to quote, says that no, since you can't bring from barley, and you said you're going to bring it from barley, so you didn't take you didn't say you're making a nedava as people usually do, and therefore it's like you didn't say anything. But the Tanakhama holds that no, although you said you're going to bring from barley, you have to bring from wheat flour. Let's say you say you want to bring a flour offering from kemach, which kemach is flour that's not so fine, not sifted. So yavi silas, you still have to bring the appropriate mincha offering, which is sifted and refined flour. Let's say you want to bring a flour offering shaloi b'shemen ulevayin, without oil and frankincense. Well, then you v'yena b'shemen ulevayin, you have to bring it, and you have to bring it with oil and frankincense, and the reason being is because there's no mincha nedava that could be donated without oil and levina. Let's say you want to bring a chatzi yisaron, a half of a yisaron, which is a certain measurement. Then you have yisaron shalom. You have to bring a full yisaron again because no mincha could come less than yisaron besides the minchas chavitin. Let's say you want to bring yisaron and mechza, a yisaron and a half. You have yishnam, you have to bring two. Now, on all these cases, Reb Shimon Paiti says you're going to be exempt. You don't have to bring anything. Why? Shalai hisnad, if kederach hisnad, like we mentioned before, which was the opinion that we said, Basil goes like, it's because you didn't donate the way people normally donate, which is in what you could bring. Since you said it in a different way, so you don't bring anything. Now, on this, the Gemara wants to know, Man Tana. Who is the Tana, I mean the Tana Kama of that Mishnah, Masechtas Menachas, the Chi'ama Harelai Mincha Menas Arim, that when you say you're accepting upon yourself a flour offering from barley flour, maybe Menachitin that you have to bring from the wheat flour. You didn't say you're going to bring that, but still you have to bring that. Who is it that says like that? So Amar Chizkiah says, and he says the same type of terminology that he said in explaining our Mishnah of Chesamad Aleph, says, B'machloike Shenuya. Actually, the halacha of the Tanakama of the Mishnah, Masechtas Menachas, is actually totally in the Machloikis. It's contingent on a disagreement. U'bishamihi, and it's going like the opinion of Bishamai. Now, the reason is because Lav Amri Bishamai, didn't Bishamai say in our Mishnah that Ki Amam Minah Gregis Minah Deveila, when you say, I want to be a Nazir, from pressed and dried figs, didn't Beis Shammai say in our Mishnah that have a Nazir, that you're going to be a Nazir, even though Gregorius has no application to Naziris whatsoever? Now the reason is, as we explained before, because we said that the Tanakhama of our Mishnah holds that Beis Shammai holds like Reb Meir, who says that a person not Moitzi Dvar V'Levatala. You don't say words in vain. If you said a Reini Nazir, you want to become a Nazir. Now you just thought you could become a Nazir by saying Minah Gregorius and Minah Dveila. Now, although you can't, but that's what it will mean, and you just wanted to retract, and you just can't retract. So therefore, you're going to be a Nazir. So therefore, the Gemara says, Hachinami. Therefore, that's the same thing as the Tanakhama in the Mishnah Masechtas Menachas. Ki amam minasayim, although you said from barley flour, maybe minachitin, you bring from wheat flour, same thing. Just like you said, I want to be nazir from Gregs and Devela. That's not what you're nazir from. You're rather nazir from what a nazir is forbidden from, which is Geffen. So to here, although you said you're going to bring a flour offering from barley, no, yeah, you bring a flour offering from wheat, which is what required, because you're not meitid rav lo atala. And therefore, what you meant to say is that you're going to bring it from in its appropriate flour, which is wheat flour. That's the interpretation of Chizkiah. Now, Rabbi Yechonama, he says that no, and again, this parallel is the same way it was brought on Daf Ches, you could say that the Tana Kama of the Mishnah Masechet Menachos would be going like everybody in our Mishnah, not like just like Beis Shammai, even like Beis Hillel. Why? But Omer would be told about what the person says, Elo Hayisi Adea, She'ein Nodrin Kach, had I known that you can't make a nether of a flour offering from barley flour, Lo Nidarti Kach, Elakach, then you're right, I wouldn't have made such a nether like this, rather I would have made it like this. In other words, what that means to say is that it's plausible to say that the person made a mistake, because there are certain flour offerings that do come from barley flour, the Menchas HaOmer, which is brought on the second day of Pesach, and there's the Menchas Kenois, which is brought by a Saita. Now, so therefore, since it makes sense, it's plausible to say that he made the mistake, so we'll say that it was an error, but he really wanted to make a real flour offering, which therefore he'll have to bring it, which is from chitin, from wheat flour. Now that stands in contrast to the Halach of our Mishnah, where Beis Hillel says that you're not going to bring anything at all, you're not going to have any Naziris, is because what type of error could there be? Everyone knows you're not a Nazir from Gregris. And therefore, that's what Beis Hillel argues in the Mishnah, and so too Rabbi Yehuda, according to everybody, holds that there's not going to be any Naziris, but that's because there's no room for error. We know that you're not a Nazir from Gregris. So, therefore you meant to say nothing. But even Beis Hillel would agree in the Mishnah of Masechet Menachos that although you said one thing, but you made a mistake, and it's plausible because there are certain types of menachas, although not an adava type, but you thought, and therefore it would make sense if Beis Hillel would agree there that you would have to bring what you really wanted to bring, which was a minchas nadava, which is from chitin. Now, that's machlokes Chizkiah and Rabbi Yechonah about who would be the Tanakam of the Mishnah. According to Chizkiah, it would be like Beis Shammai only, because ain't the mighty devarv l'atala. Whereas according to Rabbi Yechonah, it could be going even according to Beis Hillel, again, because there it's different, because it definitely makes sense that a person had made an error in contrast to Halacha of the Mishnah, where there's no error, and therefore, yes, the person was, let's say, Maitzid Rav Vatala, again, he didn't really mean to accept anything. Now, continuing on this theme, which the Gemara is actually going to ask, that seemingly both Chizkiah and Rabbi Yechonah contradict themselves in the way they qualify the Halacha of the Mishnah Masechtas Menachos, as follows. Amar Chizkiah, he says, in qualification of that Mishnah Masechtas Menachos, that lo yishanu, we didn't learn the halacha over there of the Tana Kama, that even though you said one thing, which a mincha in the inappropriate way, you're going to bring the appropriate mincha. So Chizkiah says that's ela she'amar min asar. That's only if the deviation of his Kabbalah was, instead of saying from wheat flour, he said he's going to bring from barley flour. Aval amar min hadashim le'maisav le'klum. But says Chizkiah, if the person went so far to say that I'm going to bring my flour offering from lentils, that he hasn't said anything. Why? Because that people don't make such an error. Everyone knows you can't bring a flour offering in the Beis HaMikdash from lentils. And therefore, there everyone in the Tana Kama of that Mishnah would agree that you're not going to bring any, like Rabbi Shimon, you're not going to bring any flour offering. Now that the Gemara asks, Mechti, let's see. Chizkiah keman mukim lo lemasnitin. Who was Chizkiah establishing as the Tana Kama of that Mishnah Masechtas Menachos? So he said it's Kibei Shammai. Now the problem is, but even lentils in regards to a flour offering is essentially the equivalent of Kegregris Legabi Nazar Dami. It's the same thing like a Nazar regarding Gregris, where everyone knows a Nazar is not forbidden from figs, and yet Vakami Beis Shammai have a Nazar, and still Beis Shammai say you're going to be a Nazar, because it's not about making an error, it's because you're not Maitzi Dvaral Vatala, so you meant to say you're a Nazar, even though you said something so way out of left field, like Gregris and Dvela. So why is Chizkiah saying it's only limited to saying Minas HaOyrim, where it's a close type of an error, but you don't have to be close, you can be way off, like Gregris to Nazir will be the same thing, Adashim for Mincha. So I think my answer is, Hadabei Chizkiah. You're right, Chizkiah ultimately retracted from this that he had said that the Tanakama of the Mishnah Masechtas Menachos was like the Beis Shammai of the Tanakama of our Mishnah, who said that you're going to be a Nazir even though you said Minas Gregris. And that Chizkiah retracted and said that no, it can't be the Tanakama of the Mishnah Masechtas Menachos, is like Beis Shammai of the Tanakama of our Mishnah, and therefore, just like we don't hold like that the Tanakama of the Mishnah Masechtas Menachos is not holding like that, And therefore, something that is way out of left field, which is what Gregorius is to Nazir, is the same thing Adashim to Mincha, and therefore, you're going to be exempt. So the Gemara asked about my holiday, why did he retract from that? Wasn't that a good interpretation? So Amar Rava, Rava says, Masnitin Kashise. Now the Mishnah, Masechta Benachis, itself was difficult to say, was like the Tanakhama's version of Beishamayin our Mishnah. Why? Because my Iri did Tanim and Asarim, why did it pick as an example of a deviation of your Kabbalah of the Mincha to say from barley flour, listening in Adashim, say from lentil flour, because that would have been even a bigger Chiddush. Elasav Chizki, rather Chizki held that Ki Kami Beishamay Hasam. Who is the Tan of the Mishnah Masech Tzimnoches of the Beishamay? I mean, he's saying it is going to be Beishamay. But which Beishamay? Not like the Tanakama's version of Beishamay, but rather Rabbi Yehuda. Rather like Rabbi Yehuda, who he said that, as Rabbi Yehuda has interpreted the Machlokes Beishamay Sil, when the person was saying what I meant to say when I said Areni Nazim and Gregorius Mnadveil, I meant to say that I want to be forbidden to me like a carbon. Now, therefore, just like by Gregorius and Dveila, where it makes sense to say when you said Areni Nazir, you wanted to be Nader, because you could make it the figs forbidden to you like a carbon, and we actually explained that that's what the person meant to say. He wanted to be forbidden and separated from them, which it applies to make a Isser Nader from them. So too, when someone says Areli Mincha Min HaSa'irim, he'll bring from Chitin. Why? Because since there are Menachas that are brought from barley flour, so it makes sense to say that that's what he really meant to say. But when you say from lentils, that you obviously didn't say anything, because a mincha cannot be brought from lentils. And therefore, even Beishamai, who again, according to the interpretation of Rabbi Yehuda, would agree, who will say he's the Tana of the Mishnah Masechta Menachas, that if you say Menadashim, you're not going to bring anything. But according to Beis Hillel, just like by when you say Menagregris, you didn't make even another, we're going according to Rabbi Yehuda's interpretation of their machlokes, so to even if you said Menasa'im regarding the Mincha, you wouldn't bring even wheat flour. So that's how Chizki is coming out, that the Tana of the Mishnah Masechta Menachas, yes, it's Beis Shammai, but not Beis Shammai of the Tanakama, but rather Beis Shammai of Rabbi Yehuda. And the reason being, because it was like Beis Shammai of the Tanakama, should have said a bigger Chiddush even from Adashim, from lentils, because even Gregorius will make you a Nazir. So to Adashim should make you a Mincha. And since it doesn't say that, must be it's not like that version of Beis Shammai. And that's why he says that according to Tanakama, the Mishnah Masechta Menachas, if you say Min Adashim, you're going to be exempt. Now, however, the Gemara continues, paradoxically, Rabbi Yechanan Amar, Rabbi Yechanan actually argues on Chizki's qualification of the halacha of the Tanakama of the Mishnah Masechta Menachas, and he says that no, a filim min ha'adashim, and that is, even if the person says, I want to bring a mincha from lentil flour offering, then he will bring from the wheat flour offering. Not like Chizki, who limited to, as the Mishnah says, min ha'adashim. On that, Rabbi Yechanan says that no, even if he said min ha'adashim, it will still fit into the halacha of the Tanakam over there, and you'll bring Menachit. Now, that the Gemara asked, as it had asked regarding Chizki's interpretation, but Rabbi Yechanan was the one who said previously that the Tanakam of the Mishnah Masechta Menachas could be like everybody, not like Chizki, who said that it's only like Rabbi Yehuda, who he ultimately retracted, but again, he retracted from it being Beis Shammai of the Tanakama to being Beis Shammai of Rabbi Yehuda's version of our Mishnah. And that Rabbi Yechanan had argued, and he said that no, the Tana, it could be like everybody, even like Beis Hillel. Now, why? Because Ba'emer, the Mishnah Masechta Menachas, they would be talking about where the person says, had I known that you can't make a nedava of a flour offering like this, meaning with barley, then lo nedarti kach elekach, then I would not have made such a neder like this, meaning from barley, I would have made from wheat flour. Now, the problem with this is that lentils, as we explained before, no one makes such an error. Everyone knows in the Beis HaMikdash there is no such flour offering that's made out of lentil flour. Now, if so, just like Beis Hillel says in our Mishnah, and there everyone agrees, meaning even Rabbi Yechanan, as Beis Hillel says clearly in our Mishnah, that let's say when you make yourself a Nazir from Gregorius, that you're not a Nazir. Neither is it like you accepted a neder of that, because even if you would say, had I known, you can't say that regarding Gregorius. What do you mean, had you known? You know that there's no relation whatsoever for Gregorius to Naziris. Now, if so, the same thing applies to lentils. Everybody knows there's no such flour offering out of lentil flour. Again, regarding barley flour, it makes sense that Rabbi Yechanan's interpretation, that could be like Beis Hillel too. Because that the people, you can make such an error. It's not like Nazim and Agregus. The Beis Hillel would agree that you really meant to become a full-fledged a mincha of chitim. So even though he said sa'arim, but it makes sense, that mistake. But lentil not. So how could Rabbi Yechanan qualify the mission over there, even if you made it from Hadashim, that you would be chayv and chitim, when there's no such a mistake? And he said the mission there is going to be like Beis Hillel, who Beis Hillel does not hold that you're a Nazir when you make a Nazim and Agregus. So now the Gemara answers, L'dvarv de Chizkiya hu tekama. So essentially we had both Rabbi Yechanan and Chizkiya, their interpretation, who's the Tana Kama over there in Masechtas Menachos, and we asked them both of them. So by Chizkiya we said that he retracted, but Rabbi Yechanan we say that when he's saying it's even min hadashim, that's not his understanding. You're right. According to Rabbi Yechanan, that it's like going like even like Beis Hillel, it would not be even from hadashim, it would only be from Sa'arim. But when Rabbi Yechanan said that you could even say talking about min hadashim, was his response to Chizkiya. In other words, at my time of Hadrat Bach, Rabbi Yechanan is talking to Chizkiya, who argues on him on who is the Tana Kama of that Mishnah Masechtas Menachos. Why was the reason, he says to Chizkiya, that you retracted? You originally said that the Tana Kama there is like Bishamai, and then you retracted. Why? Mishum deleketani min hadashim, as we explained previously, because if it was going like Bishamai of the Tana Kama, then why limit it to Minha Sa'irim? Even if he said something way out of left field, like I'm bringing a mincha from Adashim, if it was like Bishamai of the Mishnah, then just like Nazir from Gregorius, which way out of left field, you still become a Nazir, it should have said a bigger Chiddush from Adashim, not just from Sa'irim, and that's why he retracted. And that is what Rabbi Yechanan was saying to Chizkiya. No, that's no proof. Dil Malay Mibaya Kamar, maybe actually it's saying that we don't have to tell you the case of Minha Adashim. Because they're definitely, as the Gemara says, I don't have to tell you that when he says, I want to bring a flower offering from lentils, that they're demaisi mincha mal yasa. We're there for sure you're going to bring a regular mincha of wheat flour. Why? Because there, when he says, I want to bring a mincha from lentil flour, you're right. You cannot say that his intention was originally to bring a flower offering from lentils, because everybody knows that you don't bring a flower offering from lentil. Rather, his intention originally was to say, I'm going to bring a regular carbon mincha. Because he said, I want to bring a carbon mincha. Now, but to Ikkel HaMimbud, you could say, so what did he end off min hadashim? So like we explained, Beis Shammai, that's Rabbi Yechanan trying to tell Chizkiya, you could maintain this as Beis Shammai. Why? Because the case of min hadashim is so obvious that Beis Shammai would hold that you would bring min achitim. Because you could say, what does he mean when he ends off min hadashim? Obviously, that's not qualifying the mincha, because everyone knows you don't bring a mincha from hadashim. Is that he really started off saying, I want to bring a regular mincha. Then he started regretting what he made a neder. So maybe you could say, he tried to retract. In other words, you're right. The end of the sentence, min hadashim, contradicts the first half of the sentence that he said mincha. Because when you say mincha, it means a full-fledged kosher mincha from seilas, from refined wheat flour. Now, when he then ultimately says from the Adoshin, he's retracting the first thing that he said. Now, but V'tofes Loshon Rishon, as we explained Bishama's opinion on Ahmed Aleph, that Bishama goes like Rimeir, not like Rabbi, that not Bigmad Dvar of Adam Netmes, we don't consider valid the whole sentence, but rather the first thing that you said. Because you're not Maitzi Dvar of the Batala. Just like when you say Arini Nazar, although you end up in Agregus, whoa, you're trying to retract now. You said Nazar. Nazar is from wine. Now you're trying to say Min HaGregorius, it's too late. You can't retract. So to over here, where you said, I want to bring a carbon mincha, what's a mincha? Mincha is soilus. Now, you're trying to retract by saying, from Adashim? No, nothing to talk about. Bishami holds you not made to develop Vatala, and we go based on the first thing that you said. So that would be obvious, according to you, like the way you originally wanted to say. Rabbi Yechanan is trying to say, you don't have to retract. It could be that the Tana Kama of the Mishnah Masechtas Menachos is Beis Shammai, like the version of the Tana Kama. And the reason being is because the person that might say Dvar V'Latala. And you're right, that halacha would apply even Min HaDashim. But so then why didn't it say Min HaDashim? It said a simpler case of Min Zayim, because it said a bigger Chiddush of Min HaDashim. And that, Rabbi Yechanan is saying, that's not the simpler case. And that's not the bigger Chiddush case, it's the simpler case. Because there it's obvious, according to Beis Shammai, that it's trying to retract. Because you obviously didn't mean to qualify min mincha, because no mincha is brought from Adashim. So you tried retracting. No, you can't retract. Not Maitzid Rav Vatala. But however, the Mishnah there, Masechet Tzimnachas, was saying even a bigger Chiddush, that even Ella, even Ki Amim Min HaSa'arim, even when he says, I want to bring a flour offering from barley, where there you would think to say, Vade dahachi kama, this is definitely what the person means to say. He's not contradicting the first thing that he said when he said, Ari Elai Mincha. He's qualifying what he said. And he's saying that this that I said, I want to bring a flour offering, I want it to be from barley flour. Now, how so? Because that's what the person is saying. He's saying, look, if it could be a sanctified flour offering from barley, just like we find by the Mincha Sa'omer, which is brought on Pesach from barley, or as we continue on top of Yoram and Aleph, or like the Saita, the suspected adulterous woman, that her flour offering is also brought from barley, called the Minchas Kanais. That is what the person is qualifying. Look, I'm accepting upon myself a Mincha, Mincha Sa'omer, meaning what? Qualifying to say that if it could be from barley, then let it be Tikdash, let it be sanctified. Eloi, Eloi, and that's what he's saying, but if it can't be barley, which it actually can't be, all nedavis of minachas can only come chitin, not barley, so then he's saying, they're not. So you would think it's qualifying, so you would think that actually, even according to Bishamai, who he says, you're not maizid dvar levatala, it's not levatala, that when you said mincha, it's not for in vain, it had validity. What type of validity? If it could be sarim, where there are certain types of minachas, although not nedavis. So therefore, you would say that actually, according to Beis Shammai, that it would only be from Adashim, that you would say you would bring a mincha of chitah. But from Sa'orim, you would think not. Kamashalom, that's the bigger chiddush of the Mishnah Maseches Menachos, demaisi min achitim, that you do bring it from wheat. But truth is, Rabbi Yechonon says to Chizkiyah, you could say that Tanakam over there is like Beis Shammai, and the reason being is because a person not maisi drevel atala, and therefore, you cannot make an inference from the Mishnah that if you would say Minad Dashim, that you wouldn't bring anything, because that's not true. That's not what, as you had assumed, that Minad Dashim was the bigger Chiddush. It's a lesser Chiddush. The bigger Chiddush is actually from Sa'ayim, because you would think then it's a qualifier and not reneging. Yet reneging, of course, and now it's a hotel, of course, it's Mechai from Mechitim. And therefore, that was what Rabbi Yechon was telling to Chizkiya. Of course, Rabbi Yechon himself would not hold that it would apply even Minad Dashim, because he holds like Bisil, that would be the Tanakama of the Mishnah over there. Who Bisil holds that, yes, if it's way out of left field, like Nazir Minai Gregors, then no, you haven't said anything. You're not a Nazir. So too, you wouldn't bring a Karban Mincha. But when you say Minas Ayrim, then you could have made such an error there, Bisil would agree. But when he says that the halacha over there is even Minad Dashim, he was saying, according to you, Chizkiya, don't retract from your interpretation of saying the Tanakama over there in the Mishnah is like a Behuda of our Tanakama, meaning when you say Arini Nazir Minai Gregors, you become a Nazir. Because then your question was, then why didn't it say a bigger chiddush min hadashim, which is similar to what Gregor's is to Nazir's? And that is what Yechon was saying to Chizkiya. No, the halacha would be even min hadashim. But the bigger chiddush is actually min hasa'orim, where there you would think that it's not retraction, which yet retraction doesn't work, but rather you think it's qualifying, which qualifying would work, and it's not ma'ez devar la'atala. And that's the chiddush that no, that it's there is no such thing like that, and you're trying to retract from this, from the mincha seilus that you're supposed to bring, and instead you want to say, oh, no, I'd rather do it from Sa'irma, that doesn't work. And that's the chiddush that even Beishamay, that no, you're not Maestro Velotala, and the mincha means a mincha of chitim, of seilus, and therefore Rabbi Yechonon says to Chizkiya, you could maintain your machlokes with me, and I would say it's like Basil, and you would say it's even like Beishamay of the Tanakam.